What do you think about Trump winning the election?
He's a fucking goose.
Why?
Because he's too fucking arrogant.
What do you think about his policies?
Well, he hasn't got any. I think change would have been good, Santa Fe male. She probably would have got up if she had more time to get out and, you know, do her thing. But unfortunately, they cut their losses too late. And Trump, God help us all. He's going to get democracy the way he thinks it should be running.
Which is?
How he sees things to be running. He's going to try and change the democracy of America. Don't worry about that. You know, man, they all say that their sovereignty and all that's all safe. But he will fucking try his hardest to change things slowly. I don't even know why the prick isn't even in jail. He should be in jail like anyone else that does this.
Well, thank you for your opinion, sir.
No worries. But on the bright side, he's just a wanker. Putin and all that will be back rubbing their hands, happy that he got in, you know, thinking that everyone will be saying, well, democracy doesn't work.
You think Putin's happy that he got in?
Of course they all are. In running office, you can't even run his own business, myself. You're going to run the fucking country. God help the rest of the world. Purely and simply because you're just a dickhead.
They contribute nothing to our culture.
This is Strange Times.
What on earth are you talking about?
Strange Times.
Well, there you go, dear listener. A nice little bit of politics to start off StrangeTimeshow.com, episode 502. That's quite good, though, isn't it, Gat? The man spoke of the sense. Hello. I'm Davian. It's Kat.
All right, innit?
There's no Dom this evening. He's been locked in a recording studio and...
No, he's gone rowing. He's going for the Olympics next.
Caber tossing with his knob. So he's actually been in the recording studio because he wants to get some new material out. Would you like a sneak a peek of it, Kat?
Yeah, that'd be great, actually. I can't fucking wait.
Zwei in das Pinke, einen in den Stinker. Zuerst mit der rechten, danach mit der linken. Zwei in das Pinke, einen in den Stinker. Den Damen gefällt's, so mach ich das immer.
I might have to ask Tom what that means, but zwei in das Pink. I'm thinking little finger. Einen in den Stink. I think that might be actually quite rude. I'm going to send that to Tom, see if he picks up on it. So, Dom can't be with you this morning, whenever the fuck you're listening to this, dear listener, because he's recording some very, very strange music, and I hope he gets the help he deserves. Mr. Dom, see you soon, mate. Gat, how has your lovely week been? Even though it's really boring saying that, according to Stu Buckland's tributes on the 500th show. That's funny, actually. Bastards. How dare they be funny? You fuckers.
Yeah. Maybe they should do 500 shows. That's what we have, actually. And of all the podcasts they've done, my lovely week. Well, it's been, about 3 weeks now, hasn't it? Fucking, we've all been sick.
All sorts of shite going on, eh?
Yeah, that's been lovely. I had the misfortune of watching that boring load of shit yesterday with Jake Paul and Mike Tyson.
I was going to get to that in a minute. We could do it now if you want. You go first, sir.
Yeah, fucking hell. Tyson's batteries went flat about 30 seconds in. I went, okay, well, yeah, this is a waste. After about the first minute, you can see that Tyson's legs were fucking no good.
Yeah,
just holding on.
If you noticed, he kind of stumbled a bit when he was walking up to the ring in the first place.
Yeah.
And it was at that point I kind of clicked and went, his leg's not going to be very good, and I don't think he's going to be allowed to actually properly punch. Because for me, it was 8 rounds of 2 people doing their very best not to box.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, it's just rubbish, really. They shouldn't have been doing it.
Nah, it shouldn't have been. Sorry, that was a genuine mistake there. It wasn't me trying to do a funny thing. I've given up that.
Audio is shite. Everything that fucking your Nazi propaganda song was fucking distorted as fuck.
Oh dear.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, maybe we could save that silence and technical tomfoolery and put it out on the Patreon. Can you remind the listeners where they go for that, please?
Yeah, they go to penisland.com.
Fantastic. Right, so no Dom. Sadly, he's making rude German music, and me and Kat are rather upset's not the right word, but rather disappointed with that. I mean, I knew it was probably going to be fixed or something, but it really was one of the dullest things I've ever seen. The fight before it was pretty vicious, wasn't it, with the Irish lass?
No, I didn't watch any of that.
Oh, didn't you? Oh, right, yeah.
No. Yeah.
There's this one.
Hang on, there's four fights before it. Fuck this. So,
right.
Me and my wife are watching something on this British streaming service called BritBox.
BritBox. Yeah. We know about BritBox.
Yeah, so we watched called The Wait. What Remains. That's it. Yeah, so we watched that and then we just sort of checked. Watch the episode. Is it happening yet? No, it's not happening yet. And then, we watched that. We just had a day of just vegetating in front of the TV, really. It was fucking 30-something degrees outside, so it was too hot to go outside without getting burnt to death.
Cool.
Nice. Summer's turned up with a vengeance. What else did we do?
Get your balls wet.
What's a bit of... Watched a bit of that series on was it Amazon Prime, Alex Cross.
Oh, I don't know that one.
Do you remember the movie Kiss the Girls?
It rings a bell.
There's another one, A Long Time Spider. After the Morgan Freeman did Seven, they went, oh, he's a really good actor. Let's use him as Detective Alex Cross in these movies. And even though in the books he's much younger, and so now in the TV series they just got this. He's in the book, so he's a younger guy with young kids.
Cool, steady on.
Yeah,
right. Did you get your balls wet at all?
What?
Did you get your balls wet?
Only from the sweat.
Oh, right, okay. Oh, that's no good, is it? Kiss a Girl, wasn't that a song that Susie Sue did with that group, The Creatures?
Kiss a girl. Kiss a girl. Hands around the steering wheel, caress the shiny vinyl feel.
Oh, fucking hell, that's... She is just absolutely awesome. I saw her live quite a few years back now, but she's bloody excellent. Saw her about a week after I saw Peter Murphy from Bauhaus, and his voice is a few years back. It was still very good. Bela Lugosi's dead. The original flamboyant goth persona. I tell you, his voice from way back when, I'm still overly impressed with. And of course, good old Robert Smith of The Cure with that new album that I was frothing about recently. His voice
says, you used to see them live, didn't you?
Well, I wanted to, but it was kind of a little bit of a raffle for the tickets. I mean, I've seen them live before, like quite a few times in the 80s and stuff. We tried to get tickets for this very intimate little gig, but, you know, we couldn't. But good old BBC iPlayer was streaming it, and there's streaming on YouTube and stuff for some other stuff. So that's all right. Had a couple of edibles whilst Lady Dent continued her very brave quest to rid the world of white wine, and she's doing a valiant job there. Power to her. I'm only sad. Well, it's a tough job because I can no longer do it. I stopped that time. Nah, seriously, no. It was good.
It's
Robin. It's Robin. Oh dear. That girl. Oh goodness. No income tax. No VAT. Where did that come from? Fucking hell. all good and rock and roll. Have you...
How's your lovely week?
My lovely week's... actually, work was all right. Last couple of weeks, I've been doing some training. I've been training a new person, and they seem pretty cool, actually. Rather good, in fact. I don't know if you've ever had much experience in the training sort of game and stuff, but, you know, because a lot of the time you're doing a fair bit of repetition and stuff because it's like a product line or, you know, a certain, you know, company or what have you. And it's really good when you get, God, this is almost sensible, isn't it? Sorry, I'll talk about cocks and tits in a minute. Actually might happen very soon. It's good if the people are what I call coachable, because you get some people like they sail through the technical tests on an interview and go, all right, here we go, we'll have a chat with them. But because they think they're so technical, they think they don't need to be told anything. It's like, right, get the fuck out. Yeah. But this one, yeah, it's good. See how it goes. And I sincerely apologise for the sensible nature of that preceding 3 minutes. It's really not good enough.
Did you see their rectum?
No, I didn't see their rectum. The training, the training's done over WebEx, like video conferencing, because
you've changed your training procedure, haven't you?
Well, yeah, I actually give a bit of a shit now. Because I told you I'm in competition with that, with my opposite over in America, who's actually a lot better than me. So I'll pull my socks up, because.
Okay.
Anyway, well, there you go. Healthy competition, I guess. Pull them socks up.
What's been happening in old Blighty? Good news from Blighty.
Any good news from Blighty? No, not really. I've been avoiding the news even more because of old Cunty Drumpy being in. And I've sort of stopped on Twitter now because it's just a toxic soup. So I reactivated my old Blue Sky account and me and a load of over.
Oh, Blue Ski.
Yeah, old Blue Sky, Blue Ski, whatever you want to call it. Yeah, so I'm over there now.
I don't fucking use Twitter really.
I was using it because I was using it because there's quite a few people that I liked in the industry and stuff. But they're all moving over to Blue Sky anyway. So I thought, well, I'll just follow them. And then I won't have to see a lot of the other shite anyway. Yeah, sure, it's going to be a little bit of an echo chamber, but I'd rather that than just put up this fucking AI and far right sludge all the time, and far left, to be honest. The fars on both sides can fucking get to fuck. Left, but not too left, if you don't mind. Yeah,
there's a lunatic fringe of left of where no, we have to let's allow everything.
Yeah,
that's just fucking mental and it doesn't help anyone.
Yeah. If you hear any difference in my voice over the next 5 minutes, it's not the edibles that I scoffed just before the show started. I'm trying, and they don't sponsor us yet, so I'm not going to give too much information. But yeah, I've got some Vocal Zone throat pastels, honey and lemon. I started to get a fucking chest infection last week, which is really, really bad, because I can't remember if I told you, Kat, I've got my first commission to do like a proper audio book. I was going to start it last week after like my working day, but a bloody chest infection started back again. So I've got my steroids, 5 days worth of steroids to help open up the lungs and stuff, because my lungs aren't in a very good state anyway, and some antibiotics. I'm not sure if she'd like me to at the moment. I don't know what her promotion plans are. But she's done quite a few books, sort of like fantasy, with a little bit of the Rudies in there now and again. So, dear listeners, when this book comes out, those of you who do like the sound of my voice and also like the sound of Rudies being talked about, then this could be your lucky day. It could benefit the author and your rather disgusting sex lives, you filthy, mucky bastards. I was going to say bitches then, but that would have come across as I was like targeting women. I'm just targeting humans, you filthy, sexy. Bit turgid now. Sorry.
Sorry.
Quick, change the channel. Oh, I got some new vinyl.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, bloody victim to marketing again. Because I used to really, really love the band Japan. Do you remember them, Kat?
No, I've never heard of
them. Oh, look, I'm going to have to fucking play some now because this is quite relevant. Japan, I think you'll probably call them a load of... let me think what Kat's going to call them. They sound like fucking poncers. Shite. Yeah, all right, well, I'll play a bit.
I'd like to go. I'd like to stay away with you.
And if it's a new order cover band.
That's a new order cover. No, Japan. I love that sort of bubbling, fretless bass. And the guy, oh my God, it was beautiful back then. It was a nice voice. Come on, that's all right, isn't it, Kat?
Yeah, it's all right.
Yeah, it's all right. But anyway, yeah, him, David Sylvie, who was widely regarded as the most beautiful man in the world, and a lovely voice. Bit of a Bowie influence, but if you're going to be influenced by someone, why not Bowie? And I've got a lot of his stuff anyway, but there's this new limited edition, so of course, old Captain Twat wallet here goes, let's have a look. It's a three vinyl set of like a career spanning compilation type thingy. Because it's good. So I got that, and I also got the new one by. They've been going a few years now, but I only discovered them the other year when they were supporting the March Violets, a group called Vision Video, and they got a new album out, Modern Horror. That is absolutely excellent. It's a really nice green splatter, gothic-y vinyl thing. I sound like a bloody advert, don't I? I've been spending too much time doing a radio. fucking hell.
How is the radio going?
That's right, actually. My voice seems to be holding up during this recording, so I should be right for tomorrow. And then a couple of days training left.
Good.
And then the fallout when I go back to my normal work and no cunt's done anything for me. So I'll have about 2.5 weeks work to do in 3 days and then I have a week off. Or I think I might just wank myself unconscious. Yeah. It's a plan. I planned it. What's that? What's it?
Was it? Might have been. I saw on Instagram, it might have been, what's that frog faced git that sold you guys Brexit? He was pontificating about what they should do to fix the Middle East.
And fucking like, Nigel Farage.
Yeah, that little turd.
Yeah.
He's being interviewed, and they go, oh, no, we should do this, this, and this, and this will completely fix the Middle East, and it'll be absolutely fine. And I thought, maybe we should just do the opposite of that, because his track record's not great.
No. He's a fucking tube. He really is. He's an absolute fucking egg. Yeah, he's a fucking cunt.
I'm surprised he hasn't been lynched after all the bullshit he told about Brexit, and none of it was even vaguely close to him.
Oh, no. It fucking stinks to high heaven a lot of it.
Money for the NHS. Fucking hell.
Yeah. Watching anything decent on telly at the moment. Lady Dent's watching this series, which I kind of watch an episode or two with her, then I'll drift off, do a bit of doom scrolling on TikTok and just generally be a dick. and then rather than do that thing where you've been sitting next to your beloved for like hours and hours and days, not consecutively watching the telly, been watching this series, and one of you will say, oh, what's happening now? Because that gets really fucking annoying after a while. So rather than doing that, I'd say, oi, yeah, like a desert. Say, hey, fair lady, what episode and series? Yeah, series, not season, America. Aluminum. And then I just catch up on Wikipedia. But it works. I don't interrupt her viewing, and she doesn't knife me. So everyone's a winner, baby. It's really good. What's this series called again? Fucking hell. You might have seen it. For All Mankind. That's it. It starts off like sort of like an alternative, well, like an alternative universe based on real life, where it's something like we weren't the first to get to the moon and think the Russians were, and it goes. It's kind of based on what happened there, because it's got all like the Apollo missions and stuff, but it goes past when they stopped and the, you know, they get to Mars and shit, and that's pretty cool because I like a bit of sci-fi.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah,
man, it is.
Any time.
All right, I'll have a look at that.
Yeah, it's, I can't remember what channel it's on because we're watching it on someone else's hacked Amazon stick. Yeah, it wasn't at my house at all. Fair use rights. Can I get away with that? Fair use rights because I'm bigging it up. It was a good program. Go and buy it. There you go.
Yeah.
They'll do it, won't it?
I've started watching The Day of the Jackal.
Oh, what, the new one?
With Eddie Mudvayne.
Yeah, Eddie Mudvayne. What do you think so far? Because I really love the original. It's like one of those ones that you think, oh, no, you can't remake that. It's kind of like if someone tried to redo the... Oh, yeah, someone did try to do the Italian job again, and it was shit. But I do like Eddie Champagne. What's it like so far,
mate? It's all right.
Yeah, cool. All right.
Yeah, it's all right. Although I made the mistake of telling my brother-in-law about it, and because he's ex-military, he's like, oh, okay.
No, it's always boring, isn't it?
So I started off telling him about the opening scene. He goes, nah, can't happen.
Oh, Jesus.
Let me tell you all the reasons why that's wrong. So, okay. Yeah, so.
Oh, dear. Oh, look, Killjoy's here.
Everyone who's got no idea about... Yeah, about how sniper shooting works and stuff like that. And no, apparently that can't work.
Oh, right.
So, yeah, Killjoy turned up. All right, then. I watched the first. They released 5 episodes, and there's another 5 that got released yesterday, I think. So I'm going to watch them anyway. So,
all right,
cool. I've already invested 5 hours in this fucking thing, so...
Yeah, may as well. Have I got any new audio books recently? No, I've been going over the old ones again. I keep on listening to the one by this, a guy's like a comedian, and he also did a large stint on, BBC Radio, BBC Six Music. Phil Jupitus, do you know of the man and his humour and his presenting?
Yeah, he's one of the judges on Nevermind the Buzzcocks.
That's right, yeah. Oh, I love that show. It's brilliant.
Yeah, it's cool when they've got Frankie Boyle hosting it.
Oh, God, yeah. Frankie Boyle's bloody excellent. I wouldn't mind seeing him live, actually. I'm waiting for that Jezelnik thing to come out because I was going to go, wasn't I, and meet up with Andy Gow.
But
I died of AIDS and had to spend a couple of weeks dead for tax reasons. That's a bit of a bastard.
As you do.
Thank you, Douglas Adams, for letting me rip that off you. He won't know. He's dead. I've actually done a Patreon Kickstarter-y thing. Not for me. I've produced nothing of worth in decades.
Yeah, I'll
tell
your kids that.
But, I forgot I was going to go with that. Oh, bollocks. Damn these edibles. Then I'll fuck up your short-term memory. What was I saying, Kat?
you don't produce anything of worth.
Yeah, before that.
And you did a Patreon.
Oh, yes, that's right. Thank you. Patreon. Fucking hell. Yeah, Patreon, Kickstarter, something like that. A couple of guys, you know, have done a deep dive into the life of Douglas Adams and some of the stuff he didn't release and some of his etchings and what have you. So I'm looking forward to that. I pre-ordered an overly expensive box set of an old New Order album, Brotherhood, the definitive edition. So it comes with all the original artwork and DVDs and CDs and extra bits, instrumental versions, books with pictures of stuff and shit. Because we like stuff and shit, don't we?
Yeah.
Stuff and shit's really good.
The one thing you need is it's more new stuff about New Order.
New Order, Joy Division, The Chameleons, any of that lot, I'll have it. My daughter's got more bloody vinyl by The Cure than I have now. She's so into this new album, she's literally bought all 7 vinyl formats of it. It's like, fucking hell. Well, she's just got a first job, and, you know, got a first paycheck. Yeah, possibly. So it's like, oh, it's so sweet. I mean, bless her. She's like gone 18 and stuff. She just said, oh, Dad, should I buy this? I said, well, look, you earn the money, dude. Buy it, you know. Because our philosophy is not to do what my parents did, which was to, like, you know, pretty much charge, well, not charge rent, but say, look, give us some money since you're living here and you're earning. We're sort of like telling our lot, enjoy yourself a bit, but then just like chuck in savings while you can, because you'll fucking need it. Right.
Yeah, that's what we
do. Yeah. After twice now, I've been almost sensible, Cat. Shit.
I know. It must be getting old.
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah. Yeah, precisely. Greg Proops, I think, has got a new album out. I'm sure I saw something on that. Greg Proops.
Did he phone it in like that?
Did he phone it in? Ah, bless him. If I ever meet him, I'm going to mention that, and he'll probably be stoned. Bloody hell. Hey, we're going to have to call this episode the Almost Sensible episode. You see, although he's been slagging us off for the past 12, 13 years, we can do sensible stuff.
Yeah.
Wankers. Yeah. Shove it up your flue. Oh. Have you got into any new music recently, Kathmandu?
The last thing I've been listening to is after listening to the new Glass Animals album, which I thought was a bit shite.
Oh, did you not like it?
I went back to the... What's that?
Did you not like it?
No, not really. It all sounded the same. It was just sort of, oh, okay, well, this isn't that good, because Dreamland was good. And what's the other one before that? How to Be a Human Being. I've been listening to that.
How to Be a Human Being. Okay.
Yeah, okay. That's probably better than Dreamland, actually. Well, it's just as good.
All right, what's the best song off that album?
Listen to that.
What's the best song off that album? We'll have a little bit. There's one that's called Pork Soda, which reminds me of a Primus album title.
Oh, let me think. Let's go to my Spotify.
Oh, Spotify. Yeah, it should be YouTube Music, mate.
I know. Mama's Gun, that's all right. It's all right. Ultimate, yeah. All right. My heart's broken.
I like that, actually. Yeah, I think I've listened to that. I'm going to add it to my playlist. Yeah. So it's Greg Proops and then this. It reminds me
of songs on that.
Oh, see, it's not always doom and gloom music I listen to, bastards. I listen to cool stuff like Cat does.
Yeah.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, we listen to cool stuff.
Yeah.
Don't we,
Bill? Oh, yeah, shit. What was I going to mention? Because I should imagine you've seen this. I'm going to see if I can get the name right. So that might I've got to get the name. Oh Jesus, I'm never gonna pronounce that. Maori MP Hannah Wahiti. No, I'm gonna just do her name, no service at all. They disrupted the New Zealand Parliament doing their old groovy little dance. Yes, I know it's not a dance. A haka.
Yeah, I saw that.
Is it haka or haka?
Tear some document up first.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There's a controversial bill that that they're going through. It's just, was it something to do with the way that there's some old treaty? Hang on. Oh, it says here. Yeah, treaty of, oh God, names again. Sorry. Waitangi. Oh, Jesus. 184-year-old treaty between British Crown and Maori people. And yeah, they just all started doing the haka. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that correctly. Or it always stirs me. Yeah. It's just such a powerful thing to witness. I remember watching this rugby game and they're doing it in front of some American rugby team who were just like blatantly pointing and laughing. It's like, oh, you poor babies. You don't know what's about to happen to you, do you? And they fucking destroyed them. Yeah. Yeah. Put your pads back on and fuck off with your stupid American football. It's about as pointless as that one where they just go round and round in a literal oval.
They've got a parliamentary system like the UK and Australia, but they don't have a Senate. So I'm pretty sure that's right. Obviously, someone will correct me in the comment section. But so if a government gets in, they can pretty much just do what they want, which is good and bad. So if someone gets in and they do something that's terrible, then obviously it's terrible at the time, but also they can get punished electorally next time because they've fucked things up. Whereas in the UK and here, like, oh, if something government gets in, oh, well, things didn't work out. Oh, well, it was the other one's fault because they were blocking us and they didn't let us do this and that and whatever else. And it's a shift blame. Whereas there's not really much blame to shift. Like, if you've done X, then you have to wear it. So.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, their Tories have won the election last time around. So they're busy. I can't remember the guy's name. I think he was running New Zealand Airlines and he did a really, really bad job of it. And then he thought, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to be a Tory MP. And the New Zealand public went, you know what? Let's elect you as Prime Minister because you fucked up our airlines. So let's see if you can fuck our country up as well. So, yeah, we'll see how that turns out. So, delight.
Yes. Delights, grooves in the heart. Oh, Jesus, I was just looking at my Bandcamp page. Not, I have another one from my band, findlowermusic.com. The one where I buy stuff. I've got about 250 old releases I bought on Bandcamp. I'm a big, big advocate of Bandcamp. As I've said before, I'm not really a fan of your Spotify's and your YouTube musics and stuff. Because they don't pay much.
You used to be in the mine camp, didn't you? Oh no,
mine. but yeah, I know that they have their place. They're very useful for just getting music out there for sure. You know, it's good when you're in the car because you know we've got no more CD players or cassettes players anymore. So yeah, it's just a good way of playing music mobily.
Yeah,
mobily, Jesus, mobile. But yeah, Bandcamp's much better because like you pay and you get a little download and everything, and it's rather good.
Yeah.
Follow me, bandcamp.com / David J. Griffiths. What a strange name that is.
Who fucking named their kid that?
Yeah, must have hated them. If I had a name like that, I'd probably change it to something stupid like Davian. Yeah. Weird. Oh, we got a bit X Factor. No, not X Factor. X Files there, didn't we?
Oh, God.
I keep on meaning to. Start to listen to the old ones and like our old episodes and pick out some bits and pieces. That could be funny for when we don't get to do a proper show. But there's just no time anymore, is there, mate?
Nah, I spend most of my time. I'm not at work. I'm fucking
wanking
for this house demolition and building.
Oh no, the house stuff. Oh fuck.
Yeah. Oh fuck. I finally got a demolition date. So that's happening this week on the 20th. So it'll be on your 21st.
All right, yeah.
We had a problem with the power lines. I'll tell you that. The pole at the front of our house, we had ours disconnected because we can't have power at the house when they knock it over.
Dope.
But it goes, the power line from the pole goes across our property to the neighbour's house. And the builder said, oh, it's too low. So you're going to have to get something done about that. So then I had to fucking run around and try and find out what the legal height was. And then I got an electrician to go there and measure it. And he said, oh, well, it's probably a bit low, but the pole's leaning towards that house. So that's why it's low. So you have to ring the company that maintains all the poles and get them to fucking fix it. So 3 weeks later, 4 weeks it took me to fucking actually get them to go there and look at it and fucking fix it. And it's finally been done. Fuck, they were a pain in the ass about Jesus. It. And then getting paperwork out of them to give to the builder to say, here, look, it's been fixed and it's actually at the minimum required height, which is the height that you wanted. Fucking hell, man, that was painful. I just send threatening emails and fucking, yeah, such a delight.
Sounds like a right fucking palaver, doesn't it?
It was just a fucking pain in the ass. Like you said, pictures of it. It's obviously fucking leaning. It's about what, between like 5 and 10 degrees. This pole was leaning. It's ancient.
Jesus.
And I said, it needs to be replaced. And they're like, oh, no, we'll just straighten it. And they, you know, did anything. They wouldn't tell me. They'd just do it and then not say anything. So the first time I rang them, I said, yeah, we'll have someone there in 24 hours. And then someone, job went, nah, fuck that. And they just cancelled it. And then they didn't tell me. So I'm waiting for a couple of weeks.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah, something's going to get done. And then I ring them again. So, oh, what's happening with this pole? Oh, someone cancelled the job. Why did you cancel the job? I can't tell.
Oh, for fuck's sake. That's ridiculous.
Fucking hell. Thatcher's Britain. That's what I say.
Yeah, I blame it on Brexit, personally.
Yeah. That little frog-faced cunt. He's fucking ruined it all.
Oh, he's a fucking shitbag.
Chode from Chode Hall.
Oh. Sorry, I've got to excuse me. I've got the munchies now, so I'm eating this scone. That, scone, sorry. Just don't mean daughter edibles. Brought back from work. What?
When you get the munchies, just eat more edibles.
No, oh Jesus, no. No, it's just a nice scone that my daughter brought back from work.
Okay.
Yeah, rather nice. Lots of raisins. I like a good raisin.
Oh, God. Oh, God. What else has been happening?
That's about it, really.
You need to fucking bother with talking about that orange twat in the US.
Nah, I'm not going to talk about him. That little audio clip at the beginning of the show kind of said it all, really.
Yeah, although I did get a message from Greg saying that he's thinking about getting the band back together.
Oh, that'd be good. Yeah.
Now that Trump's fucking got in. I said, yeah, fair enough. If you want to do that, we can do that.
Yeah, that'd be good.
But, I think the first episode will probably be more about fucking painting the current administration rather than the upcoming one, because that's the main problem.
All right. Okay. That'd be good if that comes out again.
Yeah, get back in.
Yeah, you're going to use the same name and stuff and feed and what have you.
Yeah, probably. It'd be all the same, I think. But, if there's anything changing, whatever happens, well, I'll put it out here so that the listener can fucking tune in, i.e. you.
Well, I liked it. Political intolerance, yeah?
Yeah, that was it.
Right, what gigs have I got coming up? I was going to be seeing Adam Ant soon, but he's postponed for a fucking year because he was a bit ill. It's like, well, are you sure you want to postpone it for a year, mate? You're getting old, innit?
Yeah.
That's it. All of our heroes are going to start dying soon. Oh, excuse me, aren't they?
Yeah. That's the way it works.
Well, it started with Bowie, didn't it? That's when the world went shit. Right, my next gig is on... Well, the last one was The Cure Heads. Rather groovy band, rather good. Funnily enough, cover version of The Cure band. Next one's Sleep Token. That'd be good. Oh, yeah, they're having all bloody metalers, metalheads, bloody bunch of gatekeeping bastards. They don't like the fact that... Sleep Token on one of the headliners for the Download Festival. Like, Christ, it can't all be bloody AC/DC soundalike bands. Just get fucking grip.
Yeah. Now, there's a Metallica concert coming up here, and I thought, no, I'm not even bothered going to watch that. It'll just be fucking, it'll be terrible, so.
Oh, well. I'm going to celebrate the last sentence.
Like that Jake Paul concert. Jake Paul fucking boxing match.
Yeah, actually, it was a concert. It was a performance. It wasn't a boxing match. Right, kids?
Yeah.
Next.
So what do you got coming up in the next week? What are your plans?
Right. Well, tomorrow... that's me done for a week or so now. It's only really a weekend thing. I don't want to sort of like make it like a habit stuff. I know it's not addictive, but, you know, I don't want to be one of those doing it every day kind of guys. Tomorrow morning, Traffic and Travel on Radio Jackie, the sound of the Southwest, in it, bruv. Yes, good old... It is. It's the Sound of the Southwest ex-pirate station. Rather fucking good, actually. Really, really, really lovely people, actually. What you got planned then? Because other than my slot at Radio Jackie, I ain't got much planned apart from a week at work and then a week off to hopefully do most of that audio book.
Okay.
But yeah, that's all I've got planned.
I'm building garden beds at a client's place tomorrow.
Ooh.
So I've got they've got treated pine sleep because I've got a bolt together and placing the ground, and then they've got some other upright cast iron garden bed thingies that I'm setting up for them. And yeah,
it sounds more like a sex swing you're building.
Yeah, I'm building a giant sex swing for baboons.
Don't be racist. Okay. That sounds very worthy, actually. You're worthy of laudation, sir.
Yes, I've got that to do. I've got the guy coming to do the fencing.
I bet you have.
Temporary fencing put around the property.
Four.
That we get demolished. Four. On the 20th. So that's happening.
Demolish so, it.
I'll get a bill from him. And then, I'll get another bill from the fucking demolition people after they've smashed the house to pieces. And then it's putting pressure on our builder to get started, so yeah.
Oh dear.
Yeah, I know. Stuff I'm not looking forward to, because it's just a pain in the ass just having to chase every bastard up. They're very quick to put their hand out for money. Like, oh, quick, we need about, I don't know what, $5,000 or something stupid like that.
Blimey.
But then to get them to do anything, fucking hell. It's like dragged and kicking and screaming. Such a pain in the fucking ass.
Dear, oh dear. And no one likes a pain in the ass.
Boring grown-up stuff.
Boring grown-up stuff.
Yeah. Apart from that, I'll probably try and catch up with my eldest son who's in Sydney shooting a TV show. Check in with my mum, see if she's not dead.
Well, that's always that's always nice. Oh, mate.
Yeah, all right. Thanks, man.
Yes. Jeez.
I think I'll drop the kids off at the pool, I think.
Oh, lovely. All right, mate. Well, you have yourself a lovely day in the future. And Well,
it'll be fine.
Yeah, everything will be A-OK, baby.
Strange times we're living. Strange times, strange times. Go fuck yourselves.